The Los Angeles Auto Show begins this weekend. It is one of many auto shows that take place every year, but LA's has a particular focus on luxury and green technology. NPR Sonari Glinton covers the auto industry, and he's with us now from NPR West. Sonari, welcome.
It's good to be here.
So what is the star of the show this year, as far as we know?
Well, Jeremy, I talk to a lot of car people, and it seems hard to believe, but they get really sort of dull and down on car shows sometimes. But this year, I saw guys really genuinely get excitement about two things. One is Gran Turismo, which is a car game that's coming out. And Mercedes-Benz premiered a concept car specifically for the game. If you asked an 8-year-old to dream up a car that was beautiful and that he wanted to drive, that is what the car looks like. The second thing is this crazy, ridiculous car that is called the Puma. And it's not really for public consumption. No one's really going to buy it. It's about $1 million or more. It is 72 inches. Now, I'm 6'1", so I'm just a hair taller than it. I mean, it's one of the biggest, goofiest, crazy things. It's not an SUV. It is a sedan, and it's made by a local guy in Los Angeles.
And we'll put some pictures of both of those at hereandnow.org so people can see what they look like. Sonari, the other thing people look to these car shows for is some of the new technology that's coming out. Tell us about that.
Well, there's not a lot of brand new technology. It's really tweaking around the edges of the things we have. So a bunch of car companies are coming out with more diesel cars, more electric cars. There's a hydrogen car that was announced in Tokyo by Toyota, and we're expecting Honda to announce another hydrogen car that should be ready for the streets for 2015. So it's nipping around the edges of technology. No big blockbusters at this show.
I noticed that you have mentioned a bunch of foreign cars. Are the American automakers playing big at the LA Auto Show?
Well, not really, but it's been a big sort of week for the American car makers. General Motors has announced that the government is going to wind down its position in General Motors. And as you look at this company that's come back, it announced a new midsize truck. Midsize trucks are usually the playground of the Japanese automakers. And GM is looking to say, we have a car or truck in every single segment that's competitive. And when you look at them, at least design-wise, that's true. And sales-wise, that's true as well. And it's a company that is definitely among the heavy hitters in a way that it hasn't been in the last decade.
What about Ford?
Ford is doing its part sales-wise, but it doesn't seem quite as aggressive as its two counterparts, but it's holding its powder because it's got a big truck, the F-150, that's going to come out soon, maybe in the next auto show, maybe next year. And that is one of the most important things, not only to the auto industry, but to our overall economy as well.
Well, Sonari, just to put this in perspective for us, what is the state of the car industry right now? Because we've known that for the last few years, the sales have been very, very good after, obviously, a very bad period.
Every single player that's at the auto show has had a decade of tumult and difficulty. And almost all of those players are coming out of that time refreshed, regenerated, having new vehicles in every sort of segment. And the industry is sort of as strong as it's ever been. Sales are good. There's still a lot of pent-up demand. When I first started going to these things, they were moribund and people were apologizing at almost every press conference. Now it's kind of got that excitement that you remember from auto shows when you were a kid.
NPR's Sonari Glinton, who is covering the LA Auto Show, which starts this weekend. Sonari, thanks so much.
It's so good to be here.
And I'm looking at the Mercedes that Sonari was just talking about at hereandnow.org. It looks like a Batmobile, but silver.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.